This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And this week's programme is sort of hybrid, I suppose, or at least the music being played or that will be played are sort of hybrid tracks, i.e. tracks which combine different elements. Sometimes conflicting or some elements which might have been considered conflicting before they were put together. This was inspired somewhat by a recent trip to Paris. I came back from Paris having visited several exhibitions there, notably at the Musée de l'Orangerie, an exhibition which goes on until the 19th of February called Dada Africa, which sort of illustrates or demonstrates the influence of African art on the Dada movement. And as a result of visiting that exhibition, I acquired a CD called Lambarina, Bach to Africa. And from the CD notes, born as an homage to Albert Schweitzer, the project Lambarina, Bach to Africa was the idea of Mariella Bertheas and the foundation L'Espace Afrique, organised to make this recording possible, uniting the two integral elements which formed Schweitzer's sound world. The music of Bach and the native melodies and rhythms of his adopted homeland, Gabon. Lambarina is the work of two uniquely talented musicians, Hughes de Corson, French composer and producer, who pieced together the classical structure of Lambarina, and Pierre Akendongé, author, philosopher and guitarist from Gabon with more than 12 recordings to his credit. So that will start the programme soon, this combination of Bach and African music. I'll play several tracks from that, and that has sort of inspired me to retrieve various other recordings which combine classical music with other kinds of music. Coming up will be John Oswald and John Zorn, John Wall, and who else? Oh, Broken Music by Milan Knizak, and possibly even a snatch of Malcolm McLaren. OK, but we'll start with Lambarina, and this is track 11, which incorporates a bow, organ and voices. ...
Thank you.
Yes, okay. Well, those were the last four tracks from the CD, Lamberina, Bach to Africa, a homage to Albert Schweitzer. It'd probably take too long to go through the whole list of contributors to those tracks, but let's see. Track, well, the last but one was soloists. Includes Nana Vasconcelos on Water Pots, Against the Rhythm of the Njobi Dance from Ogoge, and then Bach's horn part is blended with the sounds of the antelope horn, an instrument which is used both in hunting as well as for invoking the spirits during ritual ceremonies. And speaking of hunting and hybrids, as I was, there is also an excellent exhibition at the Musée de Chasse et Nature, also in Paris, which by Sophie Cowell, which is an extraordinary exhibition in an absolutely extraordinary museum where, again, you've got this strange combination of two unlikely elements. The museum itself is just bizarre. And then Sophie Cowell, she must have taken her 5 years at least to compile the exhibition there. And then another show which we saw, which was at the Jeu de Paume by Stéphanie Jemison. And Stéphanie Jemison is based in New York and combines time-based media and discursive platforms to examine African-American culture. Jemison's work explores the limitations of language. And again, this is absolutely extraordinary show where which includes video footage of a black gospel pantomime focusing on the work and ideas of Reverend Susan Webb and the Master Mime Ministry of Harlem. Through their elaborate and emotional choreography, gospel mime performers draw on histories that can be traced both to the revolutionary mime artist Marcel Marceau and West African dance traditions. So that's at the Jeu de Paume in Paris at the moment. So anyway, next, I thought I'd play an extended track by John Wall, which may or may not be relevant. It's each piece on this CD called Alter Still, which dates from the 1990s, I think. Each piece is assembled from captured fragments of other recorded works. The sources are diverse and obscure, and anyone hoping to play spot the sample will be disappointed. On the rare occasion that you may recognise a moment, it is soon inexorably drawn back into the logic of its new context. And also from these notes, John Wall's music shares with Ernst's, Max Ernst's books a complete transcendence of its scavenger origins. Okay, so this is a fairly lengthy track. It's about 11 minutes long, this track by John Wall from Alter Still. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was an extended fade out there of Stunde Null Part 2, or Stunde Null 2, by John Wall from the CD Alterstill, which was released in 1995 and employs captured fragments of other recorded works, hence its inclusion in today's program of hybrid tracks. The next one coming up is by Munir Fatmi from a CD called Mixology. And Munir Fatmi's striking work frequently explores the complex cultural dynamics produced by the global circulation and translation of people, objects and ideas. Alternative global forces are ambivalently contested through the creation of transcultural objects, such as the discs that allude simultaneously to Islamic hadiths, machinery and Duchamp's roto-reliefs. Symbols of Islam are desacralized while being reoriented to question reductive perceptions of Islam and the tendency to polarize Muslim and non-Muslim cultures. Okay, so this is one track from Mixology by Munir Fatmi. Thank you. Okay, well, that was from Mixology by Munir Fatmi. And now I'm just going to go into a sort of freeform hybridization of unbroken, reconstructed assemblage of music, deconstructed, assembled, inspired by the Dada Afrique exhibition in Paris, hybrid, discombobulated with John Oswald, Plunderphonics superimposed with other John Oswald and John Zorn, and perhaps a bit of Christian Marclay and even Malcolm McLaren thrown in when he sort of samples classical music. Okay, thank you. You've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM.
radio station. It's lovely.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.